Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first of our midweek Advent services. I've called our series for Advent this year Lockdown Heroes, and it is based on my experience during the first lockdown back in March. So in the summer, I then decided I was going to invite three people to speak who had been a real encouragement in my spiritual life. And I invited them to speak and to share about why faith or why Christmas was important to them. And to be honest, we didn't really think back at that point that we would be live streaming this service this evening in an empty church. And our first two speakers would be sending in a recording of their talks. But we are incredibly grateful for the technology that we have, and I am delighted to be able to introduce our speakers to you over these coming weeks. Later on in this service, I'm going to be welcoming our first speaker, Dr. David Varney. And I wanted to just say a word or two about David at this point, and he'll be introduced a little bit later on. But David is the lead pastor of a church called Foundation Church here in Belfast, and he's also a medical doctor. And we first encountered each other through an online alpha course that was hosted over Zoom. And it was run by Foundation Church. And when I saw the invitation to attend this course on Facebook, I decided I'd respond. I thought it would be a good thing to do. And I have to say that I was made most welcome as a participant. My small group leaders, Kerry and Paul, were fantastic, and it was really brilliant to be able to share that journey of faith and life together, along with Mark and Sharon from Foundation Church, who made up our small group. So David and I, when we first met, we went for a walk because that was all we were allowed to do at that point. And then later, when we were allowed to meet in person, he helped me to set up our first online alpha course here in St. Finian's, which finished last week, and it really blessed all of us who were involved. I also wanted to mention, just at the introduction to our service, a special service that will be live streamed on Sunday at 11 o'clock. It's called Blue Christmas. And it's a service that really acknowledges that this time of the year can be very difficult for all sorts of reasons for people. There may be experiences of loss or bereavement, of worry or depression or anxiety. And in our service, we hope to be able to address those things through a service really of reflection and hope. And that's Blue Christmas, which will be happening on Sunday at 11 o'clock. But our service this evening is going to begin with our first hymn. That hymn, a hymn that speaks of the hope that we have through our coming Saviour, Jesus Christ. In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I'll stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God death of Christ I'll live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Our service this evening is the service of a late evening office, and you will see all the responses on your screen. Blessed be our God for all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory be to you, Holy Spirit, Comforter, Treasure of all goodness and Giver of life. Come and dwell in us, cleanse us from all sin, and in your love bring us to salvation. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. And our evening psalm this evening is Psalm 134, and we will be reading it by alternate half verse. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you that by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands towards the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Bible reading this evening is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 14. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Here ends our Bible reading. And now at this point in our service, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome everybody and also to welcome my first lockdown hero, Dr. David Varney, who's going to share with us this evening. Welcome, David.
Hello, St. Finian's. My name is David Varney. I'm the lead pastor of Foundation Church Belfast, and I want to thank you for inviting me to share in this Advent service. Thanks to Jono for reaching out to me. It's been great to connect with Jono over these last few months. Great to get to know him. And I've just so appreciated his encouragement and his prayer for us at Foundation Church Belfast. It is great when churches can be together, united on the same mission to make much of Jesus in Belfast. A bit of background about me, first of all. As I said, my name is David. I'm married to Marion, who's a GP here in East Belfast. We have a four-year-old daughter called Eliza. I'm a doctor by trade. I'm originally from the south coast of England, from Brighton, although I trained in Aberdeen. And I was in Scotland for 7 years before I moved to Northern Ireland in 2007 to study paediatric surgery. So I worked in the Royal for a number of years. In 2009, I took a career break from my surgical training to study a course in theology and teaching skills. And during that time, I found it very catalytic. During that time, it was increasingly clear to me that as wonderful and amazing as modern medicine, modern surgery is, I was coming under increasing conviction that medicine alone cannot get to the root problems that we have as humankind. Only Jesus and the gospel can do that. And so as a result of that, I went into church ministry and continued to work in the medical field. I still do today. I work in the hospital, and the rest of my time I serve the local church here in Belfast. And I've been asked to share a little bit about why faith is important to me. And I think that for me, faith, particularly faith in Jesus as he's presented to us in the Bible, is a central conviction of mine. And it is clear to me that the gospel is for life. It's not just for Christmas. And this applies to us, whether we are long-term believers in Jesus, the gospel is for you. Whether we are outside the faith, looking in, the gospel is for you. Whether we have no faith at all, the gospel of Jesus is for you. And so to serve that end and to serve that central conviction, I planted Foundation Church Belfast with the help of a small team in 2017. We are a small but growing community of people centered around the good news of Jesus. We understand ourselves to be a community on mission. And our mission is, as we were saying, to make much of Jesus in Belfast. And Jono mentioned to me when he invited me to come and share that he wanted to invite some of his lockdown heroes. I don't feel like I'm a hero, but I'm so thankful for that encouragement. But what I do want to do now over the next few moments is to share a little bit about what lockdown has looked like, and particularly for us as a church, a Foundation Church, as a community on mission, how have we responded to lockdown? And of course, we've had to deal with it in our own way, just as you have at St. Finian's, and every other church in the province has had to find a way to continue ministry despite the restrictions that we've all come under. We wanted to continue reaching out as a church. We wanted to continue on mission for Jesus despite the challenges of our restrictions regarding in-person worship gatherings. And so we tried online Alpha, the online Alpha course. As a church, we had never run the Alpha course before, but having done it now, I realize what a superb tool it is in the hands of the local church. It helps to engage our friends, our families, our neighbors, even those completely outside the church. It helps to engage them in questions of life and faith. For those of you who don't know what Alpha is, and maybe you've never gone on an Alpha course, Alpha is a series of high-quality video presentations that are used over a period of 12 weeks, one a week, followed by a time of discussion in small groups. Traditionally, Alpha was done face-to-face, usually in a church building or in a cafe or maybe someone's home, and there would be food provided, then the video, and then some discussion time. Obviously, being unable to meet face-to-face, we've had to change it, and so we conducted online Alpha using Zoom, the online communication platform. It has benefits to it in that it only took 1 hour, and it was just 1 hour out of people's evenings. The drawbacks, of course, though, are that there's no face-to-face interaction. There's certainly no food, which in my view is a massive drawback. But anyway, we ran this as a small church, and we had a great time. And Jono himself was part of one of the small groups in our Alpha online. And our experience at Foundation Church of online Alpha was incredibly positive. As I hinted at a few moments ago, we were able to connect with lots of different people, different types of people, those outside the church, a very wide range of people, from non-religious people came on our online Alpha, people who had previous church experience but have maybe turned away from the church and were starting to be interested or asking questions. We had those who were active Christians who wanted to re-examine their faith, really from the ground upwards, through to our own people at Foundation Church. A real mixed bag, with lots of different backgrounds and experiences, and yet it worked really well. We had, over that period of 12 weeks, some superb conversations taking place within the Zoom small groups. It was great to see and hear of some spiritual breakthrough and moments of healing, breakthrough in terms of knowledge as well about the Bible's teaching on Jesus and the gospel of the kingdom of God. That was wonderful to hear of. And also, just relationally, there were some great developments too. In fact, after Alpha Online had finished, various small groups were able to continue meeting face-to-face, socially distanced meetings, going out for coffee, for a walk and talk, having, you know, time in one another's gardens, just continuing those relationships that we had built off the back of online Alpha. So it was really wonderful 12 weeks in total. And of course, we're glad that we can encourage others as well to give it a try. And I've been having conversations with Jono, and I know that you at St. Finian's have gone on to do the online Alpha course. I think it's just finished at the time of this recording. And Jono reports it's been super encouraging, with some really great encouragement and stories of spiritual breakthrough, which is wonderful news. Likewise, a friend of mine who works out in Athens in Greece, he works with refugees from Iran, has actually started now to run an online Alpha for the Iranian refugees in Farsi, in the language that they speak. So that's just, again, another wonderful way that we have been able to encourage others to give it a try. After we finished online Alpha as a church, I then actually followed up with another Alpha course, this time at my own workplace in the hospital where I work in Belfast. And I was able to encourage staff, colleagues, friends at work to come and give it a try. And so I ran another online Alpha straight after the church one, this time with nurses, physios, admin staff, healthcare assistants from a Protestant background, from a Catholic background. There's a real mixed bag, but it was wonderful. It was really great. Very significant discussions during that time. There was a lot of healing that took place, some real breakthrough. And what I found also off the back of that was a real hunger from some of the participants for further engagement, for further Bible study, off the back of Alpha, to really learn a lot more about Jesus as he's presented in the Gospels. So just a wonderful opportunity again. So as I draw to a close, I would love to end with a challenge, if that's okay. I want to offer a challenge as we move towards 2021. And here's my challenge. How are you, individually, and as a church, how are you going to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ in 2021? How are you going to do it? We've been studying Mark's gospel together at Foundation Church, just going through it bit by bit. We're still in the first few chapters. But right at the beginning of his earthly ministry, Jesus appeared on the scene and he said, he preached. This was his headline, I suppose, you know, the big idea of all of his preaching, all of his works. He said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." And then a few moments later, he went to his disciples, called them and said, "I will make you become fishers of people." Repent, believe the gospel, I'll make you become fishers of people. So as we think about how to advance the gospel in 2021, let me press that challenge a little further in these three ways. According to Jesus and his headline message at the beginning of Mark 1, verses 14 and 15, we just read, first of all, to advance the gospel in 2021, we have to know, first of all, what the gospel is. What the gospel is. We've got to know it if we're going to share it, right? And the gospel, as Jesus makes plain, is the good news of God's kingdom coming among us, his reign, his blessing coming among us, but it comes in and through the person and work of Jesus. Chiefly leading up to that moment when he went to his death on the cross and rose again on the third day. That's how Jesus opened the kingdom to us. So we have to be clear, first of all, what the gospel is. And we have to drink deep. If we are clear, if we know the gospel in our minds, we have to drink deep. We have to take that deep into ourselves and allow it to sink into the deepest parts of our person. Know what the gospel is. He said, the kingdom of heaven, or kingdom of God, is at hand. But then secondly, Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. So not only do we have to know what the gospel is, we have to know what to do about it. Jesus gives us a response, gives us an action. He says, repent and believe. And this came as a bit of a breakthrough for me several years ago. I'd been a Christian for probably the best part of three decades. And yet this breakthrough came for me several years ago when I realized that repent and believe isn't a one-off thing that we do in order to get in or become a believer or whatever it happens to be. Repent and believe is a lifestyle. It is something that we do. It's not a one-off thing, but a way that we live. And so not only should we know what the gospel is, we should know what to do about it. Repent and believe. Keep turning to Jesus. Keep trusting in him. Yes, do it at that stage, at the beginning of your life with Jesus. But that is the lifestyle that he wants his disciples to have. Keep turning to him. We need to. Keep coming to him. Keep trusting in him. We need to. So know what the gospel is. Know what to do about it. And thirdly and finally, know how to go with the gospel. Know how to go. Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. I'll make you fishers of people. To be a fisher of people is to quite literally gather people into the kingdom by showing them and by telling them about the kingdom. Showing them and telling them, thereby gathering them in. In other words, we use our words and our actions, our words to talk about the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and our actions to demonstrate it, to show it in real time. An alpha, the online alpha course, is a wonderful way of doing this. We can think of it as one of the nets we can use in our job to go and be fishers of people, to cast the net and to invite people in to come and learn and know and experience the kingdom of God in their own lives, in their families. It's a wonderful way to advance the kingdom of God. And maybe as you're listening to this, you might want to think about trying a workplace alpha yourself. It's free to run. It's free to access. You can just go to the alpha website, alpha.org, on the internet, and you can sign up. Jono will be able to point you in the direction you need to go. And all the material is there for you. You just need to invite some people to come along. You can choose to set up a Zoom or some sort of online chat if you're that way inclined, and run the video and then ask some very basic questions that Alpha provide you with. It's very easy, very straightforward, and it's something that can be done with just one or two people. It doesn't have to be 20 people. Just maybe one or two colleagues that are particularly open to learning or thinking. It's very easy, very accessible, and doesn't assume any prior knowledge. So it's just a wonderful opportunity. There are many others, of course, many other options, many other ways that we can reach out. But why not have a think about Alpha in your workplace? So that's my challenge. How are we going to advance the gospel further in 2021? Well, thank you for inviting me to share with you. I'm sorry that I couldn't be with you in person, but I'm just so glad that I've been invited and so thankful to Jono as well. So may God bless you at St. Finian's, all of you, the family of Christ that is at St. Finian's. May God bless you at this Advent season, especially with this unusual context, this unusual circumstances. But be of good cheer. The kingdom of God is coming. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, David. And that is quite the challenge to leave us with on our first midweek service in Advent. But let us pray. Let us pray to the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all Christian people, that they may live in love and truth. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all ministers of the church, as we pray this evening for David and for our friends in Foundation Church. And we pray for all our local churches in this area and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for peace throughout the world and for all governments. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our neighbors and for all our friends. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray this evening for those who hate us, as we pray for those who love us. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for refugees and prisoners and for all who are exposed to the dangers of travel, especially in the coming weeks. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all sick people, remembering especially all who are suffering from COVID-19 at home or in hospital. And let us pray also for the sorrowful and the dying. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and that the poor and hungry may receive a just share. Lord, have mercy. Let us remember our brothers and sisters who have entered into eternal rest. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And as we pray this evening, we want to also give you thanks, Lord, for news of a vaccine for coronavirus. And we want to pray especially for the rolling out of the program of vaccination in the coming weeks and months. We pray for all the logistics involved. We pray especially for those living in care homes and their families at this time. We pray for staff in those situations and all on the front line in our health service, in retail and delivery. We also want to pray especially for unity and cohesion among all our politicians, and also for caution and for restraint as people will get together in the coming weeks. We also want to pray this evening for our business community, working so hard and facing so many challenges at this time. We pray for God's spirit of courage and resilience to be poured out upon them, and that they would know recovery and blessing in their business. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now we're just going to take a quiet moment or two to pray for any who may be particularly in our hearts and on our minds as we come to church this evening. There may be particular situations or people we would want to pray for. And as we pray this evening, I want to pray especially for the Sharp family circle who laid their mum Wynne to rest on Tuesday past. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And our special collect prayer this evening for this season of Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we pray our common collect. Lord Almighty, come and scatter the darkness of our hearts by the light of your presence, that we may know you, the light of the world, and the one true God, blessed this night and forevermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. So may the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night and forevermore. Amen. As David shared that challenge with us to live our lives for Jesus, that's the theme of our closing hymn this evening, Jesus, All for Jesus.
So we were sort of both fiddling down there trying to
figure out what happened
while watching you at the same time to make sure you weren't left